T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The first game back at the ballpark in late March or early April is always kind of a reunion for fans and seasonal employees, but this year that gathering's on hold due to the coronavirus crisis. Who knows when or if baseball will come back this season? Today was supposed to be the Phillies' home opener. For certain day-of-game employees, that uncertainty could be a rather difficult scenario, especially if they rely on those spring and summer paychecks. That's why the Phillies, along with every other team in Major League Baseball, are helping their ballpark employees. A couple of weeks ago, the Phillies established a $1 million impacted workers fund to assist their game day workers, many of whom have held these summer jobs for decades.
The impacted workers, we're all in this together, and they're part of our extended family. A lot of them are the first ones you see when you come to the ballpark. And we just think it's important to do whatever little bit we can.
That's Phillies Executive Vice President Dave Buck. Sheila Sacco, who works in the Diamond Club seating area, has been with the Phillies for over 30 years. Sacco wasn't surprised by this gesture.
I thought that was absolutely wonderful. Knowing our owners, I wasn't surprised that they would be a part of that. To know that they're all worrying about us and thinking of us in this awful time, that was really terrific.
Director of Premium Services Harold Palmer is entering his 42nd year working Phillies games. To him, this family-like atmosphere goes back decades.
It goes from top down, from John Middleton, you know, down to the game day staff and, you know, the Buck family. It's just, you know, it started years ago when I started there, you know, with Rulie Carpenter and Bill Giles and David Montgomery, and it just continues now. You know, it's an amazing place to be.
Security guard Tom Neubauer emphasized how many of these high-ranking people over the years try to get to know their employees by their first name.
Just another part of the Phillies family being the Phillies family.
Buck explained why that family atmosphere is very important.
It's gone on for a while. You listen, our ownership, I think, is spectacular. And they're the ones that put up the $1 million. And a lot of them that you talk to, I bet they're friends of mine in terms of I've seen 30 years. They're friends with the owners because they've seen them for 30 years. It's just every year the same people keep coming back. And it's, if you treat people right, they treat you right back. They treat our customers right. And I think it's easy to be nice to people.
Buck said the details of the fund are still being worked out. This fund applies to employees of the Phillies and not people at the ballpark who work for other companies. Across the street at Wells Fargo Center, Comcast Spectacor is taking care of its game day employees for Flyers, 76ers, and Wings games scheduled through April 15th. The Sixers are helping their hourly game night staff as well, as they consider them, quote, the heartbeat of the organization. In addition to this being a wonderful gesture by the Phillies, the financial help is very important to a lot of people who work at the ballpark.
Well, I feel it's very generous because I do know that a lot of our employees depend on this money for, you know, everyday expenses, and it's not just the love of a game, it is a paycheck.
That's Nancy DiGidio, who works in the Phillies employee meeting room on game days and is entering her 47th year with the club. The postponement of opening day this year was certainly a void.
A bit strange. After 46 years, it is part of my life. It just feels very weird to be, you know, starting April and not having baseball.
We don't know when it'll be safe enough for professional sports, baseball included, to return. But when it does, it'll be very helpful in bringing things back to normal.
I do remember the feeling after coming back after 9/11, because we did miss a few games then. And that was, it was so special because baseball is, you know, it's baseball. It's so much a part of our culture, and to not have it really hurts. So when we get it back, it is going to be phenomenal.
Dave Uran, KYW News Radio.